Tällä kertaa meillä vieraana Talent Talks-ohjelmassa on Jora Pruthi ja hän työskentelee tuolla Iisalmessa Normitilla. So, here is the Talent Talks radio show and our guest is Jora Pruthi. Welcome.
Thank you, Anssi. It's nice to be here.
You work in Normit, but before we go to your job, a little bit discussing your background. So, can you tell us about your background a little bit? Where are you from and so on?
Yes, Anssi. I come originally from Kosovo. I moved here 4 years ago already, which seems like yesterday, to study at Savonia. And now I'm working at Normit for more than 2 years.
Okay, you're from Kosovo and you ended here in Kuopio to study. Have you anything before you come here? Did you know Finland or Kuopio or anything?
Well, I was familiar with Finland, but not necessarily with Kuopio. Like when I applied, that's when I found out that Kuopio even exists. So it was quite something in the beginning. But I mean, the motivation that came with the studying, I think it made it more exciting, even though moving to a different culture and a different place, it comes with its own challenges. And I have to say that when I moved here, it was COVID still. Okay. So that was also something.
I can imagine. Did you have anything else possibilities to go to study? Was it the first, yes, I come to Finland?
No, actually, I had a whole different plan back home. I was planning to stay back home and I wanted to study medicine to be a doctor. But I thought that, okay, I will try and apply for Savonia. And I did go through all the application periods and stuff and I did get in. So then I told my parents, I think I might go to Finland, and they were okay with it. So here I am now studying. I studied international business, so it had nothing to do what I was planning with. But here we are. I think it was at the end a good decision.
Can you describe your first impressions of Finland and Kuopio when you arrived here?
Yes, dark. Just dark. I think like the cold, it's not as bad as the darkness because I do come from a place where we do basically everything according to the light outside. And I hadn't noticed that until I came here and I started sleeping so much because of the darkness. But something else that was quite a culture shock for me, it's how cold Finnish people are. Until you get to know them. Mm. And then, like, they are the nicest people ever. Yes.
Before we started to record in this program, we talk about languages. Mm-hmm. So you tell that in Kosovo you speak Albanian.
Yes.
And it's same like in Finnish, that you read like you pronounce your language.
Yes, I have to say that the sound of the letters, it's quite similar. So I think every Albanian would agree with me that when you are reading, it's quite easy to pronounce the words because we have the same, which I think, like, especially with the letter U, that everybody, all the foreigners have like some kind of difficulties with. We have it in our alphabet with the same sound, so it's quite easy to pronounce. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, the Finnish language is quite hard for a foreigner, but reading is not one of them. Yes.
Do you understand or speak any Finnish?
Yes, a bit. Now I have started like taking it more seriously in that sense that I really want to learn the language and be able to communicate easier. But in Finland, people do speak quite well English as well. So I think it makes it quite easy for a foreigner when they first come here because you can manage and you can survive with just English. I mean, I have done it for the past 4 years, so I can say that you can survive. But if you do want to continue living here and working and stuff, I think it's quite needed to know the language. Yeah.
Jora Pruthi, you work in Normit, in Iisalmi. How did you end up current job at Normit?
Yes. So I actually started working at Normit for my internship while I was still studying. And I really liked it there. I really appreciate the team and everybody who works there because they are truly nice people. And it really lives up to the values that Normat has, especially the caring part. And I really see it as a big value of Normat that it always takes care of its employees and stuff. And I really felt that I was, in a way, included in the team, even though I didn't have prior experience or anything. So I really got to learn a lot. And I was so happy to be part of the team. And I guess they also liked it since I'm still there after so many years. So
you work a global service Persizer.
Yes.
I hope I pronounced it.
good.
Okay, good. Tell me about your work. What you do, Global Service Persizer?
Yes. So I work in the procurement or supply chain, might known better. And I do purchase spare parts for our machines that we sell. We work in the mining industry. Mm-hmm. And it's a quite interesting industry, I have to say. I wasn't that much aware of it when I started working. But now, like, it really has opened a new vision, I would say, in my board, because we really do make a difference that people in people, but also what we offer.
You work in Normat. How would you describe at work culture at Normat? You a little bit tell a little bit earlier, but how do you describe?
Well, it was definitely, like, I have to say that Normat was my first official big girl job in that sense. So it was, I'm lucky enough to say that I'm working in a corporate community that it's actually good, because we all see how corporate can be sometimes not a very good place or boring and stuff. But I have to say, not at Normat, at least not for me, because I do have a quite nice team, and the people we work with closely are so nice that it really makes it feel good to be around and to work, and it makes the job easier.
What advice would you give to other foreigners considering moving to Finland or Kuopio?
Definitely, yes. If you are planning to do so, like, definitely I would say, starting from the people, it's really amazing. And you will feel included, even though at the beginning it doesn't feel so. But I think once you get to trust the Finnish culture, it will really work with you. And when it comes to opportunities, I do think there is a lot of them, as long as you know how to search properly. There is quite good companies around the North Savo area in general, so there is really possibilities. Of course, you have to do your own part and learn the language and try to be, like, included in the culture, but otherwise I think the opportunities are just there. You just have to look for them.
What are your future plans or goals?
Yes. Probably for now I would stay here. I don't know if it's going to be forever. That's quite big to say, but at least for the next few years I will be here, and most likely at Normat. I do really enjoy the Finnish summers, so I think it's worth it to stay for that as well.
So in summer we have the sun and warm.
That's, like, really, really nice. I think it's worth all the wait in the winter for the Finnish summer.
How about the winter? Have you skiing or ice skating or something?
Yes. It turns out that I'm really big fan of skiing. I hadn't done it before I moved to Finland. But now you can find me in the slopes every other weekend. So, yes, it's nice that we have so close by, like Tahko and Kasurila. So you have really places to do this. And, yeah, it's really interesting because I never thought I was a snow person.
Maybe you came a winter fan when you are in Finland.
Exactly. I think once I moved here, it really changed my perspective. Yes.
Thank you for visiting in Talent Talks Radio. So you're a pretty and everything good to you.
Thank you so much, Anssi.